Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me here in the studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by phone today, we have the CEO of RDL Associates, Dave Ladd. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
You are pretty well-versed on what has, or more importantly, has not happened with a new farm bill, and apparently nothing's going to happen in 2013.
Yes, it appears as though we have a 2014 finish line now. Of course, we had a 2012 finish line. We had a 2013 finish line. None of those worked out quite the way many of us had hoped. And now it looks like January 2014 is when we're going to have a comprehensive five-year farm bill. And members are continuing to work on this, and I think the finish line is coming up on us now in January.
In all seriousness, I mean, where are the really big sticking points on this? I mean, where there's just some, you know, there's some pretty entrenched ideas here, right?
Well, like any piece of legislation, and I've experienced this over the years, it's the longer the pieces of legislation hang out there and members of Congress stick around, getting closer to Christmas time or any sort of long-term recess, especially at the end of the year, it draws opportunity for more conflict, more ideas, more issues to surface. And so what we've had in this latest incarnation as we've gone into the conference committee between the House and the Senate is we've had some sticking points on the nutrition title, which everyone is, I believe, well aware of or well-versed on,
mm-hmm.
the commodity title, some of those payment mechanisms. You have the soybean and corn interests, we'll say, in this area, have some different views on those payment mechanisms and how they should be calculated, whether it's planted acres or historical acres, and then the cotton and rice interests, which are further south, of course. And so there's some differences there in the commodity title. And then obviously the dairy provisions are still in flux as they try and decide what's the best way to handle the dairy program going forward, whether it's supply management, whether it's margin insurance for dairy. I mean, they're trying to work those out because that's a major difference in both the House version of the Farm Bill and the Senate version of the Farm Bill. And so those have become some sticking points that have continued. I think the conferees, and when I say that, actually, I mean Senator Stabenow, Senator Thad Cochran in the Senate, Representative Lucas from Oklahoma, who's the chairman of the House Ag Committee, and obviously Colin Peterson, the ranking member, they've really been hammering this out, and they've been trying to find some accommodation, and I think they've whittled some of those differences down, and now they're starting to get numbers in from the Congressional Budget Office, and those numbers look positive, and so they're able now to fit some of these pieces together, and in fact, they're going to meet this morning or today to try and solidify some of those proposals that are outstanding.
Well, thanks, Dave. That's Dave Ladd, the CEO of RDL Associates, and his comments about the pending farm bill. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.